Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 6th. You'll be interested to know. 81 years ago today, in 1944, the Allied forces launched Operation Overlord, famously known as D-Day, marking a pivotal moment in World War II. On this historic day, approximately 160,000 troops courageously landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, initiating the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi occupation. This monumental operation showcased unparalleled bravery and strategic coordination, symbolizing the resilience and unity of nations striving for freedom and peace. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 72 degrees with 4 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning with a slight chance of rain early, then partly sunny later. Highs will be around 79, cooling to about 72 in the afternoon, with a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a low of 62 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8:45, with a low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers on Saturday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high around 76. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday night with a low near 59. Sunday will be partly sunny and a bit cooler, reaching 73. Rain is possible Sunday night and Monday with highs in the low 70s. Tuesday brings more rain chances and thunderstorms with a high near 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new report from the Boston Policy Institute warns that Boston could lose $1.7 billion in tax revenue due to empty office buildings and declining property values. This revenue is crucial for city services like road repairs, schools, and emergency services. The report suggests that the city's budget shortfall could escalate from $135 million this year to over $550 million by 2029. While Mayor Michelle Wu disputes these findings, stating the city's budget remains balanced, the report highlights that more than a third of Boston's budget relies on commercial property taxes, which are under pressure from changing work trends and other economic factors. Now on to sports. In a thrilling start to the NBA Finals, Tyrese Haliburton delivered a clutch jumper with just 0.3 seconds left, leading the Indiana Pacers to a stunning 111-110 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. This marks Halliburton's third game-winning shot in the playoffs, showcasing his remarkable ability to perform under pressure. Despite trailing by 14 points early in the fourth quarter, the Pacers rallied back with significant contributions from Andrew Nembhard and Pascal Siakam. Coach Rick Carlisle praised their teamwork, emphasizing their effectiveness in high-stakes situations. Game 2 is set for Sunday evening at Oklahoma City's Paycom Center. In local sports, Tonight in the Bronx, the Sox take on the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. It's game one of a three-game series. Walker Buehler, with a 4-3 record and 4.31 earned run average, will face Will Warren, who's 2-5 with a 5.19. First pitch is at 7:05 Eastern, with pleasant weather expected. In top news, the ongoing feud between Elon Musk and President Donald Trump is proving to be stunning and potentially damaging. With a multi-trillion dollar tax bill at stake, along with the fate of one of the world's largest companies, and even the livelihood of U.S. astronauts, the implications are significant. Recently, Musk criticized Trump's tax bill, calling it a disgusting abomination, prompting Trump to lash out, claiming their once great relationship was over. Shareholders are already feeling the impact, with Trump media stock plummeting and Tesla losing significant market value. The fallout might disrupt government services and international negotiations, leaving many concerned about the broader consequences. In business news, GameStop has made headlines by purchasing 4,710 bitcoins, marking its first step towards establishing a Bitcoin treasury. This move follows the example set by MicroStrategy, now known as Strategy, which has become the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin. GameStop's Bitcoin acquisition is valued at over $5 million, although the details remain sparse. Despite this, the company's aspirations signal a shift towards becoming an investment holding entity. However, shares fell 10% to $31 following the announcement, as Bitcoin's price also dipped to $107,577. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to just under $103,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is down 5% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Walmart is set to expand its drone delivery service to 3 more states, launching the option at 100 stores in Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, Texas, Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida within the coming year. Currently, drone deliveries are available in parts of Northwest Arkansas and Dallas-Fort Worth. Customers will use the Wing app to request deliveries, which can reach locations up to 6 miles away. Walmart has conducted over 150,000 drone deliveries since 2021, as it aims to enhance convenience and compete with rivals like Amazon. And in entertainment news, Tom Cruise has set a new Guinness World Record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual, successfully leaping from a helicopter with a flaming parachute 16 times while filming Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. In a recently released promo clip, Cruise demonstrates the intense stunt, explaining he has about 10 seconds to pull it off in order to survive. Filmed in Drakensberg, South Africa, he jumped from a height of at least 7,500 feet. Craig Klende, Guinness World Records editor-in-chief, praised Cruise for his dedication to authenticity and fearlessness. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British Prime Minister during World War II, Winston Churchill. And he said, Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.